Now you have to listen to him. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. It's official. Al Gore now joins Albert Schweitzer, Martin Luther King, and Mother Teresa as a winner of the Nobel Peace Prize. Of course, he also joins Yasser Arafat and Henry Kissinger. Even the Norwegians aren't perfect. This means Al Gore now has won everything except the Heisman Trophy and the Greater Winnetka Couples Bowling Cup. To be completely objective, though, he has certainly helped to disseminate greater knowledge about man-made climate change, which, if it happens, could be the source of global conflict. However, has Al Gore brought peace? I mean, honestly, has he brought peace? No. He's the reason that liberals and conservatives hate each other more than ever. Used to be they fought over normal stuff like deficits, taxes, distinguishing marks on Bill Clinton. Now, we argue over whether ice melts. We argue about the parts per billion of carbon dioxide, a gas you can't even see. And then, of course, the bigger question, will he run?
You know my answer. I'm not thinking about running. Yes, I haven't ruled out the possibility at some point in the future, but I'm not keeping that exception alive to be coy. I really don't expect to be a candidate again.
Yeah, but that was 5 months ago. And with the Nobel Prize, the bookies are sweating having to pay off their Al Gore trifecta, the odds that he'd win an Oscar, a Nobel, and the presidency. The odds used to be 100 to 1. Now they're 8 to 1. Which brings us to the thing that will finally save the world from any immediate climate change. The cryogenic ice ray from the eyes of Hillary Rodham Clinton. Now this. This is Dave Ross, on the web at DaveRoss.com.